Hi, this is Jacqueline B, and this is day three of our honeymoon trip. Really excited and not feeling tired at all. So this morning, all started out early, getting the car sorted with car parking, and it was all very straightforward actually. Nice and easy service, and dropped right at the door of Heathrow Terminal 4. And I was very pleasantly surprised at Terminal 4. I haven't been there before, but it was a very sedate terminal. And then made a cock-up with, we bought some, access to the executive lounge, but actually it didn't work in the UK, it only works in the US. So, however, as T4 was so chilled, we just sat in the restaurant and had a few snacks. And then we got our flight, and the flight was really good. Delta, really good airline, fed us loads, watched a couple of movies, and landed here in Atlanta at about 5 o'clock US time. So we're waiting now for our connecting flight. We've had to check in and collect our bags and then put them back through security again. We're waiting for our connecting flight, which is at 17:57 US time, at Atlanta time. And we're in the Sky Club, so we're having our little snacks and drinks here. It's quite chilled and relaxed, very busy. Atlanta Airport is enormous. So that's like just blowing my mind. And it's all very, very chilled in here, I guess. Listening to all the American accent, which is quite exciting.
Tampa, who are waiting for a seat assignment, please watch for the first three letters of your last name to appear on the green gate information screen called Cleared List. When your name appears on the green screen, you may use your boarding pass or seat request card to board.
And so, yep, we're just sitting around waiting. So it's about 8:30 here in Atlanta, which is probably about 2 o'clock, I think, in the UK. It's just about 1:25 in the UK. So we've been up for, we've gone up at 4 this morning. So a long time. And getting a bit tired now. But what's really weird is that outside's all sunny and daylight. But yeah, we feel like it's really late, of course. The other interesting thing is you see all human life at the airport. So we've got lots of irritation and loudness and tiredness and sleeping and happy playing, lots of eating, lots of traffic up and down this walkway, long firm traffic. Anyway, I'll do more when our plane eventually arrives at Fort Walton, which is probably, I think, just over an hour's journey, and then we've got another hour before we get to where we're staying at Seaside in Florida.